Blog Talk Radio.
Wandering around, wondering why I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will. Wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea. Rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one, with the real vibration. Sweet liberation.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. This is Lisa Sahakian coming to you live in the evening. Turns out 93% of our listeners listen to us at the archive shows, and wanting to give everyone an opportunity to call in if that's what calls to you. So we're trying the show for a little while in the evening, seeing how it works. Welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. We've already got our first caller. First of all, I want to thank Ricky Byers Beckwith for her musical inspiration for the show. Thank you, all the listeners across the globe. Let's see if we could take this first caller. Here we go. Welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. You're live. What's your question? Hello. This is live radio. Hello, are you there? Whatever reason, the connection is not letting you through. Please call back. So if you're listening to Enlighten Up Radio for the first time, my name is Lisa Sahakian, and I come every Monday, now Monday evenings. It's been about almost 2 years we've been coming to you live, Monday mornings, and this is good. We're already getting callers trying to call in. So if you're calling from a cell phone, it might not be clear. Landlines are always better. You want to call in 646-716-976. Again, 646-716-9768. So what are we doing here? We're talking about self-mastery and emotional intelligence here today. It's been really a wonderful journey, and I know that there's a lot of information to share. We're going to pick up from where we left off on Skill 7 of Optimism, which is Skill 7 of your self-mastery, which is optimism. The great thing is about optimism is that it becomes faith in the flesh. It's something that we learn to embody. Optimism, you can call it faith, you can call it a lot of things, but it's knowing that all possible outcomes are possible. All highest possible outcomes are possible, and really moving in faith towards the direction of your dreams. There's a lot of information to share around optimism, and I know that we left on the last show when we spoke about optimism, we really talked about what it's not, and sometimes it's really important to know what something isn't, just as it's important to know what it is, because sometimes what we want, what we're looking for, what we're choosing, what it is that we're wanting to attract and create in our lives isn't as clear as what we don't want. Sometimes what we don't want is so much clearer, and that's a really great place to start. We don't want certainly want to use all tools in our self-mastery, in our transformational toolkit of living a better life. So if you're wondering what self-mastery is, it's basically where we learn that effort ends and life begins. We learn that life is an eternal, continuous journey, and that nothing is absolutely perfect all the time. And we learn to really learn to move through our lives with much better equanimity, much better balance, and consequently, we've got a better focus on life and knowing what we want and knowing how to get there. And how we get there is through a lot of self-awareness. And through self-mastery, you absolutely gain more self-awareness. We've got another caller coming in, but before we bring that caller on the line, I really wanted to thank everyone once again for listening in and really thanking you, not because it's important that you're listening to me. It's more important that you're listening to yourself, that you're actually taking the time to listen in, to tune in, to live a better life, maybe to learn some skill sets that work better for you, that feel better for you. Enlightening up on ourselves and life in general is absolutely what we do here at Enlighten Up Radio. And what we do, we talk about provocative prose, witty wisdom, and lovely laughter, and learning to build this spiritual toolkit, this toolkit of transformation to have a better life experience, really to have a more graceful life experience. Grace is a marvelous quality to embody. Grace is a quality that once we embody, we literally imbued it and we project it into our environment around us. And there are, take a look at the spiritual teachers. There are a lot of spiritual teachers, and in fact, they may not even be spiritual teachers. They may be your auntie or your handling something with a little bit more grace, maybe a more volatile situation, an emotionally charged situation, if you will. They're able to handle it with a lot more grace. And learning some self-mastery skill sets really allows us and really helps us to live a better life in that regard. So if you're wondering who I am, if you're listening for the first time, I offer 30 years of successful strategies and innovative entrepreneurial endeavors. I am an entrepreneur for certain. I've done many things in this life, and what I've learned most of all, most of anything, is to live authentically and to really learn to live as gracefully and authentically as humanly possible. I am certified as a spiritual intelligence coach. I'm also certified Agape International Spiritual Center licensed practitioner. In that regard, spiritual intelligence is the ability to behave with wisdom and compassion while maintaining inner and outer peace. That's the definition of spiritual intelligence. And the training that I received through Agape International Spiritual Center is really one that is the foundation of my spiritual work as well. We work with affirmative prayer, affirmations, through service, through servant leadership, and through visioning and receiving practitioner sessions on our own as well. You know, the life journey really never ends, and really remaining a student of this life is really quite vital and important. It's really necessary to remain open to learning new things. And as I mentioned, just when you think everything's working perfectly, the audio cuts out. I don't know what is going on here. I've been having challenges with the audio all day, so we're going to figure this out. But moving forward, you know, what do we do when we think everything is going absolutely fine and we learn that it really isn't going that great? And we realize it because often is the case that our relationships aren't intact, the job situation doesn't feel quite right, and most of all, we lose our zest, our zeal. We seem to forget that zest and zeal for life, and really often is the case, we simply forget, and we're always here to remember. So without any further delay, let me bring this caller on the line.
Hi, Lisa.
Hello. Welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. Thank you so much for calling.
Hi, Lisa. My name's Cassie Wojcicki. I've been listening, and I think your podcasts are wonderful. You have so much to offer, so thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you so much, Cassie. I really appreciate you calling in. It's really a good affirmation. You know, the lines went quiet for a moment. So if that happens again, I'll just call in. You stay on the line. First of all, again, thank you so much for calling. And what I'd like you to share is what's on your heart in the way of transformation. How have you in your personal life moved through transformation? How have you moved through the dark times? And what's really helped you? I'm sure our listeners... Oh.
Lisa?
Great. Okay, great. I'm back, everybody. Let's bring Cassie back on the line. Cassie, hi. Did you know
hi,
you were going to run a radio show tonight?
Well, I'm always up for a new challenge.
Always up for a new challenge. Right now, I've done a few things on my board here. Tell us about your the darker times.
Yeah, and I want all the listeners to know that Lisa was an integral part of my transformation. Just her heart and her spirit made me feel comfortable opening up. I think we all have things that we struggle with, things that we don't necessarily share readily with the outside world. And maybe we try to be who we think other people want us to be. And I really wasn't being my authentic self. And she was part of a group that I felt safe with that really helped me understand that putting myself first didn't mean putting other people last, didn't mean being selfish wasn't a bad thing. It allowed me to give of myself to myself first so that I had more to share with others, which really was my goal.
Oh, Cassie, that's so kind of you to say. That is such a wonderful memory. And I really appreciate you taking the time to call in because you've made such an amazing transformation in your own life. You've come so far in the maybe over 2 years or about 2 years or so that I've known you. So tell us about so you were able to feel safe in a space to make some transformation, but it's been a while since we connected. What have you been doing along the way to gain better self-awareness so you can help yourself better?
Sure. I think one of the biggest things and also perhaps one of the scariest was being vulnerable, was sharing of my journey and that I'm a human, that I'm imperfect, that I struggle and I have bumps. And I used to think that made me maybe someone that other people didn't want to be around. Oh, maybe she's damaged. What I actually realized was by sharing, other people came out of the woodwork and said, you know, I've had the same struggle, and no one seems to be putting it out there, but you put it out there, and allowed them to open up and see that they were okay, that they were worth it, that they were beautiful just where they are, and that doesn't mean that they can't still have goals to get to somewhere else, but that you have to love yourself at that moment and say, I am good enough now, and I'm going to try something, and if I succeed, wonderful, and if I fail, I'm still good enough, and I'm going to try again until I get there.
So how did your challenges manifest in your world? How did you notice they were getting out of control?
I think everyone noticed, Lisa, and I wish radio had vision. I was a very large person because I ate my feelings, and over the years, I like a lot of people, struggled with weight. I'd hit an all-time high of about 258 pounds, and I was wearing my sadness on the outside. I was wearing my struggle. But there's so many people who struggle internally, you know, maybe with substance abuse, maybe with, you know, mental health disorders, that we don't see it. But with me, you saw it. And it was finally time for me to take my life back and to really commit. And that's what I'd done, you know, over this past summer, really, and finally was able to feel like I regained my health and start showing the world who I truly was rather than hiding behind that layers of pounds.
Wow. That takes a lot of courage, doesn't it?
It does. It was scary. And I truly believe that once you start trying something, you have a lot to lose. And that's frightening too. When you aren't trying, you may not be succeeding, but you weren't failing either. So putting yourself out there and saying, I'm not okay with where I am now, not because of my size necessarily, but because of what allowed me to get to that size, because I stopped loving myself. And as I started moving and eating better and sharing with others my journey, I just was shedding pounds. I was shedding layers. I was shedding masks. I was just opening myself to all that life had in store, and it's so much more beautiful than even I realized when I was afraid to take that first step.
Wow. So, Cassie, what are some of the steps that you do on a daily basis now that are helping you cope and be this better person, this better, bigger person, if you will?
Well, no, thank you. I think enriching your soul, connecting with people like you, listening to what you're putting out there, you know, part of your personal development, seeing what other people are saying that might speak to you, you know, getting that inspiration that feeds me. I love working out, and that's been something that I've, you know, put it back into my life. And sort of celebrating myself along the way, because we talk about committing and succeeding and dedicating ourselves, and I used to think that those were three individual one-time steps, but it's not. Every time you make the better choice for yourself, you get up early to go to the gym, you make the better food choice, you say no when you feel like someone might be pressuring you to have a bite of something, oh, you're getting too skinny. Those are all mini successes, but they're also mini recommitting to you. And when you fall off, saying, I'm still human, I'm still trying, and get right back on. So it's that constant trying, that constant succeeding and celebrating, and that constant setting new goals, because we're all on a journey. You know, we all need to have greatness poured in us, like we're pouring greatness into others, like you do for all your listeners. You know, it's a constant circle of feeding energy, sharing energy, and putting that out there.
That's wonderful, Cassie. And so how do you handle your emotions when your emotions come up now differently than you did before?
There are moments that I have to sit with myself. And from the outside, I don't know what it looks like, but it's something will affect me. And I sort of have to take a step back in my brain. Okay, that wasn't about me. Okay, that person has their own journey, and that was a manifestation of what they were feeling, you know, and they just sort of unleashed it towards me, but again, not about me. You know, I have to say, I'm still a valid person. My intentions were still good. I was true to myself and my feelings in that moment. And rather than turning to food or any other manifestation of someone else's feel better quick response, you sit with yourself and you feel that emotion and you come out on the other side and you're proud. You're proud that you went through it, because that's what life is. Will there always be emotions? There'll always be situations. There'll always be other people who it might sting a little bit with what they say. But again, in the end, it's, you know, you bless them, you release them. You hope one day they'll be farther along their journey, but by no means are they derailing us from ours.
That's wonderful. Now, was there a quiet time where you didn't feel like anyone was around when you were making the shift from who you were to where you are now? Was there a quiet time where
you... I think I lost you for a little bit, Lisa.
Yeah. Was there a quiet time where you felt alone and maybe more isolated in that journey? And how did you cope with that?
I think alone scares a lot of people. I know it scared me. Sometimes it's easy when you're surrounded by other people, either to be influenced by them or to feed off of them, because we all like when other people like us. It makes us feel good. In those quiet moments, I had to be my cheerleader. I had to say, what are your goals? What do you think? And I'd been a people pleaser, you know, in the past, situationally, thinking that if I pleased everyone, nothing bad would ever happen. And we all know that's not true, but I think it's an easy pattern to fall into. So in those moments, it was really time to say, who am I? What do I like? What do I want? But also have that accountability. Like, did I try my best today? What shall I do tomorrow to further my goals? And you're right, sometimes people weren't noticing, but sometimes I was, and sometimes those were the best successes of all, because I was finally with myself, loving myself, and cheering myself, regardless of what the world thought.
Oh, that's so magnificent, Cassie. Well, thank you so much for sharing your journey and your story on the show. If you can give a piece of advice to our listeners, one piece of advice on their life journey, what would that piece of advice be?
I would say sort of what I learned from you, be your authentic self, because that's the person that you're with your entire life. That's the person that you need to love above all else. And you'd be surprised how many people will love that person once you put that person out there.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And, you know, Cassie, I have to say, I so appreciate your edifying me. I certainly was not expecting you to say anything about me. It was more about you. But it's so interesting. You know, we don't realize how much we impact other people, even when we're doing it publicly, et cetera. So thank you so much for all of your kind forth and show other people that they can also live the life they deserve, do the things that they want to do. I really, really appreciate you taking the time. All the best to you.
Oh, thank you, Lisa. I'm so honored, and I love you more than you know.
Oh, thanks, Cassie. I love you, too. Please stay in touch.
Of course. Good night.
Oh, good night. Bye-bye. Oh, that's wonderful. That's so fantastic. So we already have another caller. Let's bring them on. Hello. Welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. This is Lisa. Hello. Are you there? Let's see. Hello. Welcome to Enlighten Up Radio. The caller that was on hold, are you still here? This is great. So we're learning, we're growing, we're changing. We need to figure this audio out. Some would say it's Mercury retrograde. I have a feeling it might be. You know, this usually does not happen. We usually have clear and present communication all the time. So if anyone would like to call in, the call-in number is 646-716-9768. The 81 number, 908 number. If you would like to call back, please do so. For whatever reason, I can't hear you. Okay.
So now you can.
So, oh, geez. There we go. Hopefully, you'll call back. Please call back. There you go. So we'll just kind of mirror what Cassie was sharing. The beauty of what Cassie was sharing was really all about authenticity and really learning to love ourselves, really learning to accept ourselves. And as I was getting into before, I learned the whole teachings of the Agape International Spiritual Center are about loving ourselves unconditionally. Agape means unconditional love. And when we have that capacity to learn to love ourselves, wonderful, and really some fantastic things can happen. It's definitely not an easy path, but it certainly is a positive path and a path that can absolutely move you in the direction that you want to go in. Again, 818 caller, if you'd like to call back, you're welcome to. We've got about 6 minutes left on the show. Another thing that Cassie was talking about was really the incremental steps along the way, the days where she had potential setbacks, setups for success. You know, those setbacks really can feel so uncomfortable, but what they're doing for us, what they're actually doing for us, is they're giving us a reality check. They're helping us check into what's happening. And ultimately, those setbacks are the gifts. They're the jewels. You know, I've heard this over and over again, and it was mirrored to me last night when I was over doing some kirtan at Rising Lotus Yoga in Sherman Oaks. You know, from the mud, from the deep, dark mud, can only grow the lotus flower. It really does require a certain container, a certain environment, a very rich, deep, dark soil that we intentionally plant the seed in. And if we can see it from a little bit of an external perspective and have a more discerning view on it, consider your feelings, an issue that's coming up. Consider planting that in the soil of your heart. Consider being with that in the darkness for a while. Consider honoring its own unique journey. Consider giving it time, especially in this harvesting season of September. Consider giving it time to have its full sway. Consider giving it time to find its busy downplaying our emotions. It's a new habit. It's a new skill set to get to know oneself and actually take the time to go deeper and find the jewels, find the absolute jewels that are in that. So we're going to end the show a little bit early this evening. We're going to lead out with Ricky Byers-Beck with One with the One. I want to thank everyone for this fun, quick little show that we had going on tonight. We're going to figure out, I accept all of your positive vibrations and prayers for fixing the audio. This is the second show I've done today, and it certainly has not been easy, but it's always fun. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank everyone for taking the time for you, most of all, most importantly. And may the longtime sun shine upon you. May all love surround you. And may the pure light within you guide your way on. This is Lisa Sahakian. You're listening to Enlighten Up Radio. Love, joy, peace to all souls.
Around wondering what I hit the glass with so much speed. What was I doing that I didn't see the glass? I was moving way too fast. I was moving way too fast. Felt like I was standing still. So I tried to gain some speed with my mind and with my will, wanting to feel something moving in me, moving like the fishes in the sea, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the one,
one with the one with the one,
working it out, she's wondering why. There was no way to know that her dream of love was sweeter than the truth that came to pass. And the dream is still a dream, especially when you're moving fast. She was moving way too fast, felt like she was moving slow. So she tried to gain some speed with her mind, and off she goes, wanting to feel something deeper within. Seems like a power in the wind, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the real vibration, sweet liberation, rushing to get it done, needing to be one with the one with the our will.